And welcome to Stop the Presses. Your host, Mark Anderson. I'm back on the 17th of July here, 2020, spending some time in Michigan this time of year, calling into the Texas Space Station, of course, RBN at Round Rock. The website, naturally, is republicbroadcasting.org. Spent some time in a great cabin up near Baldwin in the Manistee National Forest. Beautiful thing. And doing some research, some writing, some reflection. Notably, my wife and I stopped by a little store in the little town of Bitely, Michigan. Yes, just like it sounds, Bitely, Michigan. And the little tavern where you can have a cold one was shut down. And I asked the store across the street, a little grocery store, what went down with the tavern. And it was COVIDed. It was COVIDed. Yes, the bar got COVIDed. Like the old term, someone gets borked. Named after the judicial nominee, Judge Bork, that was turned down. And after that, his name was used as a verb. If someone was turned down for a federal position, they were borked. Well, this tavern was COVIDed or has been subjected to COVID. And so you can't even have a cold one at the Bitely Tavern. And the little grocery store, the two clerks in there were skittish. They don't like what Governor Whitmer is doing. Yet they were skittish. Oh, come on, put your mask on, Mark. And I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to do that. And it went back and forth. And finally, though, it gives you a chance to educate people. The key is not to get in arguments with mask wearers so much, maybe admonish them a little, but more to educate. Have a pamphlet written up. Have a little information sheet that you put together that you can hand out. Show that there's something like 400,000 smoking-related deaths in the United States alone every year, and that the so-called U.S. alleged COVID deaths are minuscule, really quite insignificant in comparison, not to mention a medical malpractice claiming 300,000 or 400,000 deaths in America alone every year, and hospital opportunistic infections, staff infections, claiming at least 90,000 alone in America, 90,000 deaths every year. Right there, medical malfeasance and malpractice, smoking related, and staff infections and things like that, claiming by orders of magnitude far more deaths, taking far more lives every year in the U.S. So you got to get data together and not fight with your fellow citizen too much. Don't spar too much, but get data together, put together a little sheet. There's something posted on the RBN website called the Citizen Reporter. I'm going to be updating that. Look for that to be updated as soon as possible. It's a PDF that you can download or you can share it electronically. And that has outlined a lot of the discrepancies and contradictions inherent in the bogus and nebulous COVID-19 so-called statistics that they're putting out there. But of course, as I bring my guest on today, and I understand that he is waiting in the wings, at least by phone, his name is Jim Condit Jr. He's a return guest. Of course, COVID-19 is partly political and partly gauged, some say very strongly gauged, to upset the Trump administration and try and get another Marxist in there. They already control the House. They're trying to angle for the Senate. And they've got Creepy Joe, who operates out of his basement, barely knows where his own bathroom is, and yet the media gives him the legitimacy of the Democratic would-be nominee. How ridiculous is that? But Jim Condit Jr., a notable expert on election fraud, are you there with me today?
Yes, can you hear me?
Somewhat well. Say that again. How you doing?
Hold on. Can you hear me any better now?
It is better, yes.
Yeah, you're very faint also for some reason. I don't think we have a good connection. I'll be at Skype in a few minutes, but yeah, it's good. Well, thanks for having me on.
Yeah, is that better?
Not really. You sound way far away. I can barely hear you.
Oh, that's strange. I am having to use a little bit more crude technology today due to my circumstances, so I'll talk a little bit loudly. Anyway,
okay,
Jim, we know that there's a lot of nebulous and unreliable and bogus statistics, to say the least, about COVID-19. But a lot of this, a big part of it, is about dislodging Trump. He may not be perfect, but he's done a lot of things against the ruling class.
Right.
And one of the things they keep angling at, those that are really pushing the COVID scam, is that we've got to have a mail-in ballots, a mail-in election. But you've looked into election fraud a long time, and no one would want mail-in ballots. There's a lot of things that could go wrong. People could steal them out of your mailbox, fill it in for you. You never even knew you got it, and they send it in acting as if they're you. Sure, lots of things can go wrong. They could end up in the trash bin and nobody fills them out. But we're not seeing the big picture here. But what is your views? What is your thoughts? What are your thoughts on the angle of COVID, that aspect of it being anti-Trump and the election scam and the planned election scam that they're trying to push through? And then, of course, you can take us to the big picture of the real election fraud.
Yes, my contention is, well, you know, we don't know this for sure, but it's logical. The international bankers around behind the Fed, Goldman Sachs, the IMF, they've never been audited. They can issue all the money they want in secret to themselves by just printing it or doing ledger entries or loaning it legitimately through banks, kind of legitimately, because they helped their friends to the tune of tens of millions. And so they, I believe, had a big strategy team for years, you know, 30, 40 people every day working on what we're now seeing. They finally figured out, if we can use a virus, a deadly virus, convince people it's deadly, even though, as Trump said, it's been 99.9% not harmful to the people.
The recovery, recoveries, right.
So, well, they tell us we have it, but we don't know it. We don't have any symptoms. If we keep doing what we're doing, we're going to kill our grandmother. I find we need investigative reporting on all this stuff. It's like it was made up to scare people. But at any rate, they figured out when we do this thing and we'll say that it's deadly, we'll have some people that are dying. Maybe they're mad that millions of people didn't die from the really deadly strain of it. And then we will use the governors and the mayors as dictators to force things on the people, and hopefully everybody will accept it. Well, thankfully, a lot of people are not accepting it. One of them is this mail-in voting. Now, the mail-in voting is a system 100% made by crooks for crooks. In other words, there was no mail-in voting before 1996. That was when it first about came in. Now we got a whole state, like Washington State, doing mail-in voting. So this is one of the things they immediately started pushing. Another thing they're pushing, as you probably noticed, is we got to get rid of cash. We got to get rid of coins. They got a bogus coin shortage that they're claiming exists now. So there's many, many things they're trying to push in with this COVID, basically a hoax. Again, I'm not saying there isn't some type of a variation of the flu. I'm not saying some people didn't get the deadly, I call it the deadly Fauci cough that he loved so much, because immediately they put down a block against, tried to get all the governors, and 40 of them did put down a block against using the hydroxychloroquine protocol, which has cured 50% to 80% of the people who are not at death's door. All kinds of testimonies. Two doctors were on Laura Ingraham the other night. One, I can remember the name, was Dr. Gold. And she said, the other doctor said, we need this hydroxychloroquine to be over the counter because it's that safe. Now, and so people can use it if they start to get the deadly COVID cough or the very dangerous COVID cough, which only a few people have gotten. My point is they are rolling out everything they can behind this COVID virus hoax. And the hoax is that it's a pandemic. Not a pandemic. Nobody's sick anywhere except for a few people in the hospital. No hospitals are overflowing. Nobody anywhere has needed a refrigerated morgue for overflowing dead bodies from COVID. That's a lie in New York City. It's now been exposed as a lie in Phoenix. The point is, though, down voting. So they brought in some mail-in voting in 1996. Before that, you went to the polls and you voted. And then there were absentee ballots for people that were really sick. And my contention is absentee ballots have to be for only a few people who have a doctor's order, a doctor's note or doctor's prescription that they are sick. And if a doctor is found falsifying those, he would go to jail for 5 years. We can't be messing around with the vote, okay? So it'd be very few absentee ballots. People that want to travel on election day, well, then they give up their right to vote that year. They can't. We can't open up something that with it that if it's abused, dilutes everybody else's vote. So the point is, though, let's look at what mail-in ballots allows. It allows the crooked part of the boards of election, which in many cases may only be the Democrats, because they have the track record of this. They keep coming up with more ballots, okay? And they won 19 congressmen and senators went to bed winners in 2018, Senate and Congress, and I believe the Democrats won 17 out of those, one of which Senator Scott from Florida and Trump challenged. But 17 of the other 18 went to Democrats. And it's like within 10 to 14 days after the election. So they just, this is what they did in Al Franken's case when that comedian got into the Senate. They kept coming up with more ballots in Minnesota. Finally, they found ballots in the trunk of a car 10 days after the election, and they counted them. This is absolute crookery, thievery. People should be having long jail terms for this. What you want is people go to their precinct in person, they vote, and then the votes are dumped out at closing time, and you count those votes in the open with as many people that want to watch being there. These days, you could throw the count of each of the, you'd have probably maybe have four teams of two scrutineers, they used to call them. You throw the ballots up on a big screen so everybody can watch what's happening. If they're counting them right, you can stream it over the internet now. You can film it from above the ceiling so that it's preserved forever, making it impossible for even an all-Democratic or an all-Republican party to cheat. But let's look at what happens now. So the mail-in ballot just allows them, primarily so far the Democrats, to keep coming in with more ballots and more ballots and more ballots until they win, okay? Now, that is really not the main problem, though, even though that is a total problem. All mail-in votes should be outlawed. That is, oh, by the way, what they do, there should only be one day of voting, okay? What they do is they use a soft racism, a blatant soft racism to insult blacks and Hispanics, basically saying blacks and Hispanics don't know what, can't figure out what day election day is. So we got to have 30 days because they're so stupid, these blacks and Hispanics, that they don't know when election day is. This is not even soft racism by the Democrats. It's ugly racism and an insult to blacks and Hispanics and everybody else for that matter. So you have one election day. Now, if you need more boosts, if you need more counters, then you get the money from the federal government at the rate things go. Immediately, all these crooked Democrats like Pelosi and every one of the rest of them say, we need $3.2 billion for the stamps so everybody can mail in to vote. No, we don't need $3.2 million to fix the elections. We need $3.2 billion, I mean. If we're going to have federal money to make sure there's enough counters and paid and there's enough machines at every precinct, so there's one day of election. Now let's make this simple. This is a computer problem, but you don't need to understand computers at all to understand what I'm going to say here. If you were at a school election and it was a lot was on the line, like who was going to pick the books or maybe even more, and every 35, 40 people vote in a classroom, and the people you're running against say, we're going to take these votes in the back room and count them, and then we'll come out and tell you who won. What would you say? I hope most people would say, no, let's just count them right here so we can all see what happened. But what they actually do in the Board of Elections, all of them in the United States, except for half of New Hampshire, so say like 3,000 counties, 3,130 counties, really, out of 3,141 counties. They take the votes. You go, if you're like here, you put your little vote in like an ATM machine, and it is eaten in there, and you can't get at it again. John Brakey, who's a liberal, is going around the country He's got some funding from some liberals that think the Republicans control the voting machines, when really it's the international bankers above the Republicans and Democrats. They basically, in many ways, own both parties.
Right.
They're the ones who have the, and I'll explain that, how they have the opportunity to fix it. But so you would say, no, let's dump them out right here. But at all of our boards of elections, 10 counties in New Hampshire, I believe, they take the system is you put your ballot in the ATM machine, or they take the ballot away from you. They then count them in secret, announce the vote at night, and if you try to get at the ballots, like John Brakey is doing, this fellow that has some funding in 7 or 8 states, you can't get at the ballots. He's still trying to get at ballots from the 2018 election that he hasn't been able to get at. So that's what they're doing. So it's like the way they're doing the election is, imagine if you're at that school board meeting again and 35 people in a room are voting on a paper ballot. What they're doing is saying, we'll take them in the back room and count them. And we come out, and they come out of the room after a few minutes. They say, we won. And then you say, well, we don't believe you. We want to recount. Okay, we'll go back in the back room and count them again. And they go back, and they come out a few minutes later and say, we still won. That's what they're doing to us. It's that insulting, okay? So, do we have a break coming up, Mark, or do I still have a few more minutes to explain this?
Well, actually, we're within about a minute and a half, no more than 2 minutes on the first break. Yeah, I used to work for Pawpaw Township, Michigan, in the southwest corner of Van Buren County. And, yeah, absentee ballots were only for the disabled and the sick. And then you had military officers overseas.
Sure.
But absentee ballots were a very limited thing and very strict. And mail-in ballots for the entire electorate is just total insanity. Just the regular strict absentee ballot system alone is fraught with vulnerabilities and problems and pitfalls and snares.
Right.
So to do it carte blanche is absolute insanity. And you're right, the COVID thing is being rolled out along economic, hence the coinage effect, the effect on coinage, the effect on our currency, and the political,
yeah,
the effect on Trump, and the social, the effect on people getting together, the constitutional, the effect on our freedom of assembly,
right,
freedom of religion.
Right.
They're rolling it along.
Right.
They're rolling it out along every line they can to suppress and oppress the electorate. And yet that
dare
mass,
Dare I say it? It seems like a conspiracy, but go ahead.
Yeah, dare we use the C word, but certainly it's a collusive and birds of,
yes,
a feather flock together corruption here. And, yeah, we're coming
and
up about
a lot
about
of it's in the broad daylight, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The good thing about COVID, and you can elaborate after the break, the good thing about COVID, if there is a good thing, is it's exposing their leverage, and it's exposing what they're using as leverage. And these cracks and fissures that we're seeing that are becoming much more obvious than ever before are going to be hard to ignore by the average person who before COVID felt it was safe to ignore certain issues. But due to COVID, even though it's largely a scam, it's no longer safe or easy to ignore these issues. And things that used to be invisible are now visible. That is the upside,
yes,
to it.
Yes.
Here's the break. We'll be back with more from Jim Condit Jr. right after this.
Smile, such platonic eye, how they drown in incomplete capacity. Strangers thought them all when the fear it calls, how we drown in stylistic audacity. Charge the common ground.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite, a seven-herb combination made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Each herb was chosen for their abilities to help improve irregular heartbeats, chest pain, lower cholesterol, as well as normalize blood pressure and clean and strengthen arteries, plus much, much more. Doctors have taken people off of some or all of their pills just because they believe their patients got better while taking Extendivite. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A two-month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org. And click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Welcome back to Stop the Presses. Finally back with you live today on the 17th of July, 2020. I'm a little out of practice, right? My guest is return guest Jim Condit Jr., a very noted expert on election fraud. And I'll start this segment out with a quote from Mark Twain. In the beginning of a change, the patriot is a scarce man, brave, hated, and scorned. But when his cause succeeds, however, the timid join him, for then it costs nothing to be a patriot. Mark Twain. A notable quote. So, Jim Condit Jr., you can continue with your train of thought. We're in the short segment before the bottom of the hour. Then after that, after those ads, we're smooth sailing.
Mark, you're coming in great on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. Okay. So let me just go into now. We kind of went what should happen, like happened in the first 180 years of our country. You pour out the ballots, everybody watches them counted before they leave the public site, right at closing time when the election day is over. So what's actually happening now is we have three billionaire companies: Hart, ESNS, which is Election System and Software, which is the largest, and Dominion, which used to be Diebold and Sequoia. Three companies. One of them has been hired by our 3,000 major counties and all the big counties and big cities, okay? The boards of election in all 3,000 of those places, in one way or another, signs a contract that we cannot look at the software which tells our computers what to do. In other words, it's private software owned by these three billionaire companies, and the boards of election totally abdicates their responsibility and says we will not. We agree we cannot look at the software, your private software that tells our computers what to do on election night. Next, they sign a contract that in one way or another says we can't sue you under any circumstances whatsoever. All these three companies, excuse me, I believe are the same company. They have the same rules, exact same rules that the boards of election must agree to. Of course, this is illegal for them to agree to. It's a total abdication of responsibility, and we've had illegal elections since 1988 in every part of this country in the November elections except for those few counties in New Hampshire. Now,
Jim, are you typing?
No, I'm not. Does it sound like I'm typing?
Yeah, I'm hearing a clicking noise, kind of inexplicably. Rather strange. Bird on the wire, I call it. Could be worse. But
wait, maybe my hands were making the wires. Do you hear it now?
No, I do not.
Maybe I was gesturing my hands, so maybe I was making something click without meaning.
Yeah, I just didn't want to do anything that would take away from your message. Yes, you know, this is exactly right. That behind behind this facade of mail-in ballots, as bad as it is, and we've already outlined it, this is the real issue. And did I hear you say, we're in the short segment, so we'll elaborate a little more after the bottom, but did I hear you say that these three companies could very well ultimately be one company?
I'm not corporate-wise. They would be three different corporations, but how hard is it for the same dark side of the CIA or whatever, dark side of some intelligence agency we never heard of, to be running all three of the companies?
True. InQtel, of course, is a technology company that was founded by the CIA, reportedly.
Uh-huh.
And it could be InQtel. I mean, that's pure speculation.
Sure, sure. Well, the whole point is these companies should be thrown out, investigated, really, put in jail for what they've done, because they've urged all the boards of elections to run illegal elections by two Supreme Court decisions, which can be found at watchthevoteusa.com. If someone wants to read, there's no ads on that site. There's not even any requests for donations. Watchthevoteusa.com. You can calmly learn this, study it for a few hours. You'll know as much as I do. And our other site, I hear that too, Mark, and I may be doing it. I'm trying not to. electionnightgatekeepers.com. electionnightgatekeepers.com is our other website, but that's linked at watchthevoteusa.com, I think. So anyway, this is what's happening. And these two Supreme Court decisions, Mark, in 1964 and 1915, still standing, said our right to vote consists of two parts. One is the right to cast a vote, which we still have. The other is the right to know that our vote has been counted accurately. That we do not have, because our votes disappear. We don't see them for weeks or maybe forever. And these companies count them on their software. They're the only ones that can see it. Then when they like the result, if they leave it, they like it, they leave it alone, or they change it, they call the local board of elections and say, here's your results. The local board of elections accepts them without question. They announce them to the press, and the press accepts them without question. These three companies are so powerful that ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, all the rest of them have never mentioned them to the public, or if they've mentioned them here and there, it's briefly, so not one out of 100 Americans has heard of these three companies. And, you know, if I were Sherlock Holmes, Jim Rockford, or Columbo, the first thing I would say if I looked at our voting system is, who are these three companies that are counting 99% of our USA vote in 96% of the counties?
Yes, and I know we're getting into the break, but this is the key question that we have to keep asking, especially for the 2020 elections dead ahead and the rocky road that lies ahead for Donald Trump and any that have sane ideas of government in their mind. We'll be back with more from Jim Condit right after this.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new Easy 4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
And returning to the second half of Stop the Presses here at the Republic Broadcasting Network, your host, Mark Anderson, 17 July 2020. My guest is return guest, Jim Condit Jr., a noted expert on election fraud that spent time with the Collier brothers early on in the very earliest days of tracking down and identifying and proving election fraud. And Jim, I'm going to take a call here.
Go ahead.
It's listed as Dave from Michigan. It may be someone using his phone. I think I know, but we'll find out. Dave, are you there? Or
hi, Mark. It is. This is Dave in the Thumb. How you doing, my friend?
Fine. I got a text from someone else that I think might be calling. Goes by the name of
I have my
Alice.
Friend. I have my friend Alice on the call. She's a registered nurse here in Michigan, and she's part of our Michigan Assembly. And I wanted to kind of let her tell you a little bit about what we got going on here and how we're working with the president, Donald Trump. And I'm going to turn it over. Alice, meet Mark. And I forget your guest's name, Mark.
Jim.
You there, Alice? Hi.
Yes, I'm here. Hi, Mark.
Hi, hello.
Hi there, yeah. Yeah, I was just wanting to let everybody know about the du jour authority that we're putting together through the Republic Assembly in Michigan. Matter of fact, Michigan is the only du jour authority within the union that's actually established as of March of 2010. So we are now the only lawful government in the America, and we're slowly refilling all the positions vacant since 1861. And because of Donald Trump dissolving the de facto government that's been in power for, 150 years, we're getting ready to, assemble people throughout the United States and every state eventually, too, So we're basically a group of people that have come together to bring America back to what it was originally intended to be.
That's so interesting. I'll mention for the audience that I'm not in depth or you know, deeply familiar with what you're saying and the concepts. I follow the general framework of what you're saying. You know, just for the record, I need to learn more about it, but this is a free country. Free speech prevails always 100%, no questions asked. Do you want to add a few details? I know you're having a meeting soon. Do you want to talk about that? Or I'll let you kind of steer it a couple minutes here, what you'd like to say about it or describe it or whatever announcements you might want to make.
Okay, so really, I mean, people need to learn more about what the de facto government is, which that's what's been in power. You know, America is actually known as a corporation because of the de facto government. And in a good website that I really like that really explains it, you know, so people can get educated, because that's the thing. People aren't educated. That's why they've never heard of a de facto government. They've never heard of the de jure government. So I would advise people to go to USABF, B as in Victor, like versus, and then S and Sam, US.info. So it's USABFUS.info.
USABS.US.info. Okay, that's VS like V like Victor, S like Sam, USAVS.US.info. Okay.
Yep. So that's a really good website to go side by side. It has the whole listing of the whole history, the background history of how the de facto government basically started, and then how they basically, because it was our originally we were a de jure government. Until they came in and basically, and it tells all the background history. So it's a really good website. People just need to go there to get educated so they understand the difference between the two. And like I said, what we're doing right now is trying to assemble we the people to, get ready to, form the de jure government. Because like I said, when Trump is reelected, because he will be reelected, you know, he's going to be announcing that the de facto government is dissolved and gone, and looking for we the people to assemble back into the de jure government as we were way back, 1861.
Let me ask you this. What does the word de jure mean? I don't want to take a stab at it and get it wrong. What does that mean?
Authentic. True.
Okay. I know that, would it be accurate to say in the context of my guest today, Jim Condit, who we'll get back to momentarily, that the de facto government would certainly want to saddle us with electronic voting where the counting has been completely privatized? That would make sense, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It'll be a lot easier for the Democrats to, gear the election towards their way.
You sound confident that Donald Trump is at least generally on the side of the right side of this, the right side of the ledger, and that he sees what's happening and that he's actually helping facilitate this. I'm not going to say that's true. I'm not going to say it's not true. I need to look into it more on my own research, but you sound pretty confident that Trump is at least more or less on your side or sees what's happening and is doing his best to correct it.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. He knows how to run a corporation, and that's what the de facto government's been a corporation years and years. So he knows how it's running, and he knows how to dismantle it, and he basically has dismantled it pretty good.
Well, he's certainly taken some pieces out of it. I don't want to make too sweeping of a prediction on exactly where he's going with it, but there are some encouraging things he's done. Now I'm seeing that Black's Law Dictionary, having a de jure form of government of right or legitimate, lawful by right and just title or by law. And I know a friend of mine, Ron Avery, who's a Seguin, Texas guy, videographer, good friend, a political scientist, if you will, in his own right, and a citizen journalist. Ron thinks, and I think there's some truth to this, that our original government was basically dissolved, and the unlawful transnational, I guess we'll call it de facto government, in lack of a better word, basically dissolved the original government and has operated unlawfully and in a criminal sense in its place. If that's true, then what you're saying is this would put things back to the way it was.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So the de jure authority is we, the people, have the authority. We tell the de jure governor what he or her can do. So the obligation is government to the people. People have a civil duty to their community. So that's kind of where the de jure authority is self-governing. That's the way the founders originally wanted it.
Right now, I didn't mean to interrupt there, but right now, before we get back to Jim Conta Jr., certainly COVID has amplified it, but even before COVID, the average person essentially has no voice whatsoever.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean,
another website it's absolutely true. The government is basically ruling, I mean, more of a tyranny versus, anything for the people. I mean, the government is supposed to serve the people, not happening at all.
Yeah, you write a letter to the editor, the newspapers, which are in bed and owned by this apparatus, completely ignore you 9/10 of the time as if you never even wrote the letter. Guest commentaries are practically disallowed unless you're the right name or the right part of the social register. Most local government meetings, most of the time, allow you very little time to speak. And if you get a little bit too spicy for them, they want to throw you out or limit you. Your vote is being stolen counted in secret the way Jim Conant is describing now. Even if you do elect someone, whether it's an honest election or not, it generally is not. Once they're elected, they only wanted your vote. They don't want your input. So, most elective offices have been closed now. Most U.S. congressional offices, even at the district level, the local offices are closed due to COVID. You can't go see your congressman locally. You can't go to your congressman's office in Washington. Those are closed largely most of the time due to COVID. So all these avenues are closed off. A lot of limitations in your township and village and city and county governments. So even those former limited access to your public officials, even that's being closed off.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Absolutely, because that's the way they want it.
I don't think people realize that they're getting rid of the democratic process. And the only other comment I'll make before we bring Jim back is it even legal under the Michigan Open Meetings Act for a body, county board, city council, township board, school board, whatever, to meet virtually using Zoom? Is it legal under the Michigan Open Meetings Act to call a quorum when those elected people are not in the same building? And for all we know, they could have somebody influencing their deliberations or their vote on a agenda item, and that person could be sitting right off to the side of the camera and not even see them. You're supposed to meet in person so people can see that the elected body is not being unduly influenced by outside forces. So how under the Open Meetings Act can they legally have a quorum and even conduct a meeting using Zoom? No one has ever bothered to explain that.
I know. Oh, yeah. Yeah, they like to complicate things with all these different acts and all these different laws. And, so good question. Yeah. So
even without direct public input, I don't even think they've made a case that they can meet legally. No one has even talked about that. But I appreciate your call. Any other announcements, upcoming gatherings, anything else to add, Alice?
Yeah, we are. I wanted to give you the national website to check out, too, for all states within the de jure authority that we're trying to assemble. It's the national-assembly.net.
National-assembly.net.
Yep.
Very easy. So thanks for calling.
I appreciate you calling, Alice. Yep, no problem. Thank you so much.
Yeah, good luck in all your gatherings and your meetings, and I'll learn more about it as I go along. Back to my guest, Jim Condit Jr. Jim, your thoughts on what you just heard?
I think that Alice and her friend are right. I'm not an expert in that field, but apparently some trickery was pulled around 1870. And all that we need to do, though, is it's illegitimate completely, has no force of law. So all we need to do is declare it when we can get to the proper place to declare it false and go and a criminal and go back to the way it was and prosecute anybody who deserves to be prosecuted for perpetuating this falsehood on the nation. Now, the only thing that I would, if she were still on the line, I would ask her, why does she say that Trump will be elected? He may, but if Trump hasn't made a deal or taken over the three companies, or if they don't want him in, he will not win. If he doesn't have control, he will not win. They look at the results. In other words, I got a YouTube up called My Encounter with Trump on Computer Election Fraud. It's about 40 minutes. It was also a radio show we did during my last campaign on WKRC at 10 o'clock at night, which we do on Sundays during the last 2 months of a campaign when I run for Congress. And it's on YouTube. It's called My Encounter with Trump on Computer Election Fraud. And I go in there, what happened from the time I, by the grace of God, caught up with Trump in Marshalltown, Iowa, at a high school, while he was signing autographs, I handed him a sheet that told him what websites to look at, and he had to protect himself from computer vote fraud. Then we started, by the grace of God, working with somebody that was in his campaign as a volunteer, but he used to be an employee. And he claimed he was working with me. Well, 4 months later, he on August 1 in Columbus, Ohio, in 2016, Trump started to say, I'm afraid they're going to rig the election against me. And the day after that, the fellow emailed me and said, now we've got that done. Now what do you want? What else should Trump do? I said, he's got to challenge computer election fraud. This is where you vote for Trump, and they switch one of these three companies switches the vote to Hillary. Okay, now. And I believe that happened about 10 million times in the last election. I don't believe for a minute, from all the evidence we could see, the rallies, the signs, et cetera, that Hillary won by 3 million votes. She lost by 10 million votes, in my opinion. And the fact is nobody can prove me wrong on that, which is a bad thing. We should be able to prove what the count was. So anyway, my point here is that if they have not, if they don't have some leverage over these three companies, they will look at the count, okay, and they will tell the Board of Elections idiots, de facto idiots, here's the results, and then the Board of Elections publishes that, and the news media publishes it. So last time, I'm saying that either they had a figuratively or literally a gun to these three companies' heads, or the powers that be decided, like communism says, which they're really the top communists, two steps forward, one step back. And they said, with all those righteously angry people at all those Trump rallies, with all the other things, people are eventually going to believe we stole this election for Hillary. We better let Trump, we better take a step back and let Trump get in, and hopefully we can embarrass him out of office. One of those two things happened. And people say, well, Trump won by so much, they didn't have enough, but they didn't fix enough votes. The person that says that has no idea how the system works. Again, we vote. We put our votes in those ATM machines. They scan and send all those votes up to is counted on the software of those three companies, whatever company that county is using. Those people who are the top conspirators. This is the head of these three companies, Hart, ES&S, and Dominion, are working with the top conspirators. They look at the results. They decide if they like them or not. They change them as easy as you and I correct a Word document. Then they send them back to the brain-dead Board of Elections who announce them, and the brain-dead press announces them without any question ever. So you see, it is not possible. I mean, it's possible that, you know, 50 people, 50 counties fell asleep at the same time. But humanly speaking, by average, it's impossible that they went, holy criminy, Trump got so many votes we didn't fix it enough. They look at the vote count before they send it back to the county. There's no chance they don't have a chance to change it to the way they want. So if they wanted Hillary, they could have said, Hillary won Florida by 1 point. Hillary won Pennsylvania by a point and a half. So I don't think it's, unless, since I don't know what's going on, as long as those three companies seem to be counting the votes for, then it is up to the top Rothschild-type bankers, top George Soros-type bankers, whether or not Trump gets elected. They have to decide, unless Trump somehow has got his people in there to hold something over their head or make them do it right, because remember, Steve Pachinik, who's a former CIA guy, he appeared on the internet about 3 weeks before the 2016 election and said, I'm here to announce that there's a group of us, former CIA and FBI guys, who are not going to let the Clintons take the White House again. I don't know if you saw that. It was on, Alex Jones carried it, but it was on the internet independently. And he said there's going to be no bloodshed, but the Clintons will not take the office. Now, maybe that group had a gun figuratively or literally to the heads of ES&S and Hart and Dominion. But I don't think so. I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so. We're still at the mercy of these three companies. There's still time to kick them out before the election. But since that's probably not going to happen because the Republicans are doing nothing, even the best Republicans. I talked to three people in the Freedom Caucus, Mark, in this last 2 years, and none of them had heard of these three companies, none of them. And they were in the Freedom Caucus, but they're not lifting a finger, and I can't get anybody to lift a finger to demand an honest count. So all of us, to the best of our ability, should demand an open count at the 2020 November election and say, if there's not an open count, we are not going to accept the election results because they're illegal the way they're doing it in the first anyway, you know. And we've actually had illegal elections in the November elections since 1988, except for those few counties in New Hampshire. Illegal elections, technically, we have an illegal government. Technically, the citizens will be totally justified to use the Second Amendment, oust this government, and then hold honest elections where we're going to find out for sure who won. Nobody, except in those few counties in New Hampshire, no congressman, no senator, no president, can prove in a court of law that he won those elections, if he was declared the winner.
Yes, New Hampshire being the exception because that's the last bastion.
But it's only half of New Hampshire, and that's a very small part of New Hampshire. So the vast majority of votes in New Hampshire are counted on computers.
Right, that small section that's contrary to that is where it's the last bastion of hand-counted paper ballots, correct?
Yes, and my friend Doug Bursall with the St. Benedict Center up there, he actually was the election supervisor for Richmond, New Hampshire from about 2000 to 2010, and it might be interesting to have him on sometime to explain exactly what they did. They counted them right, they counted them by hand, and just the way we did for the first 180 years of this country.
Yes. Yeah, technology, computers especially, are not the answer to everything. We live in this weird, twisted technocracy where we think computers are the be-all and end-all of everything.
Right.
You have to take everything step by step as to what you want to computerize and what you do not. I remember you telling me about a commentator or an analyst, rather, who said there's a lot of things to computerize, and elections is the last thing you'd want to computerize, and I don't remember his name.
It was the guy who, his book was called Running Wild.
Yes.
I can't remember his name right now either. He was the guy who developed the first PC, personal computer.
That's right.
And I'll try to remember his name before it's over. By the way, a few resources for people, if they think I'm probably exaggerating or something. People might say, well, how do you know that these companies count 3,000 of our 3,141 counties, one of these three companies? There's a website put together by academics. I mean, high-level academics at MIT in Southern California, David Dill and so forth. It's called verifiedvoting.org. That's verifiedvoting.org, V-E-R-I-F-I-E-D, voting.org. If you go there and hit the verifier, you can pick any state and any county, and they will tell you which company of those three companies, or there's a few other smaller ones for the 141 counties left, which company counts that county. So, for instance, when Roy Moore was up in Alabama, all 67 counties in Alabama were processed by ES&S, the biggest of all the companies, all 67. So I was begging his people, and I couldn't get through to him until after the election, demand, challenge ES&S, try to sue them and get them thrown out so you get an open account. And believe me, dealing with most people, no matter how high up they are, when they're not familiar with this and they're hearing about it for the first time, you can't get anything done. They don't believe it. They don't believe that our country could be completely conquered by these three companies and the news media. Because remember, there has to be an agreement with ABC, CBS, NBC, CNN, Fox, New York Times to never do any investigation on these companies and to never mention them. I can tell you one time they were mentioned on MSNBC if we got time, but it is hardly are they ever mentioned anywhere. And, people are thinking, too, hey, if I didn't hear it from Hannity, how could this be true? Well, Fox News, the news department at Fox News is the same, run by the same crowd that runs the other four networks. Okay?
Exactly. It's only the commentators that are different. Right.
Well, they let Laura and Ingram and Tucker, who's the best guy on cable probably ever, and Hannity and Jesse Waters, a few of them, give conservative commentary. But they put out the same phony polls as the other ones, and they put out the same news. And I believe Fox and Rush Limbaugh only exist to give the great middle class the false security that we have a voice. But they never talk about any solutions. And what your caller, Alice, and her friend brought up, that's worth a whole show, because I would contend to them that since we're not going to make the army and sheriffs obey us suddenly out of the blue, we need to be working the precinct project and the constitutional militia to get ourselves into the position where we can make the sheriffs and the police departments obey us, and eventually the military. So that's almost a whole other show on the unknown precinct project. All these groups and Sean Hannity and all the rest of them that do some good commentary, they tell people, write your congressman a letter or support your Republican candidate. They don't tell the people, enter the precinct system, replace all the party leaders in both parties, replace all the congressmen of who's nominated, and then we can take back the country. And then in this one day, you could declare that we now have the de jure government or the by-law government instead of the corporation.
Thanks, Jim Condit Jr. I hear the music coming. Hark, I hear the cannon roar, as they say. Thanks for being on the show again.
Okay.
And we're out of time. We'll see everybody next time here on Stop the Presses. Look for a show coming soon with Alan Myers from out west on the Federal Reserve and monetary matters, among other topics and guests. We'll see everybody next time. Have a great weekend.
So you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.